Last week we spoke to the principal of a primary school in Napier that was badly damaged by flooding. Half of the classrooms at Henry Hill School in Onikawa were partially submerged after the floods. And when other schools in the city reopened on Thursday, staff at Henry Hill were teaching remotely and scrambling to make the classrooms usable. But in a happier turn of events, the school will now welcome students back in just about an hour's time this morning. The school's principal is Jason Williams. Morena.
Morena.
You must be absolutely thrilled. This is looking far better than it was last week.
Oh, it's unbelievable to think that, you know, I was standing somewhere between knee and waist-deep in water, and six short days later, we're opening for kids.
How have you managed to do it?
Just the staff, community, just everyone's banded together. We heard from the managing Skippins that we managed to clear over 10 ton of damaged bark and soil and other organic material in just 1.5 days. So lots of backbreaking work, but it's all going to be worth it. And like you said, in about 25 minutes when the first kids come through the gate.
Nice. And so how many classrooms are out of action? Have you got, you must be short.
Yes, so we've got six classrooms out of action out of 12 altogether, so half the school.
And so just have to cram a few into a bit tighter.
Yep, definitely. We've got our school halls in action with our three classrooms, and staff spent all of the weekend setting that space up for the kids. But I know both kids and community are not going to be too worried about how the kids are crammed into rooms. They just want them here, and then the kids will want to be back at school with their teachers and their friends.
Yeah, absolutely. So what sort of damage did you have? I mean, there was a lot made of the contamination of the water, if you like, or that it was pretty yucky. So did you have to rip out carpets and that sort of thing?
Yeah, the carpets come out of all the spaces. So there's about 12, somewhere between 12 and 15 spaces altogether that were affected. So carpets come out. All the wall coverings, it's a surface called Ortex, a little bit like a carpet on the wall. That's come off as well. Builders have gone and they've taken off cladding, they've taken off jib, just to let it drain a bit more. So it's, yeah, pretty extensive damage done in there, but nothing really structural, fortunately.
And how do you think the students are feeling?
I've really got no idea. We're prepared for anything, though. We are a trauma-informed school anyway, so mental health and wellbeing is at the forefront of everything we do. So we're prepared for that. We'll start in classes today with karakia. We do yoga anyway in the mornings to help calm and regulate. So it'll be business as usual as far as that goes, but we are prepared for anything because we know a number of our whānau here have been displaced. They've lost parts of their homes. We know one particular family that that they have house insurance but realise that they never signed up for contents insurance and they have no family in New Zealand at all. So it's tough going, you know. School at the moment is the least of some of our family's issues.
A big morning. Hey, great stuff, Jason. Really appreciate your time this morning there. Jason Williams, principal of the Henry Hill School. Half the school is up and running. They're getting everyone back in there this morning. Fantastic stuff in Napier.